Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. That's where my brothers, we are locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun, so call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's just some food for thought, so take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green. Money
Damn.
Over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
African.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so
damn.
Tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God. Don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people. See, that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap,
it just fell into a backup plan.
So yeah.
Let go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah.
I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When he looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us, cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
Welcome, 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 welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, July the 15th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very, very important topic for you today. Brothers and sisters, we want to talk about product creation. But we want to come at it from a totally different perspective than the traditional marketplace. We want to make sure that today's message is really a part of the Clarinomics Temple Building Life Optimization course. Because after the first phase of identifying your negative habit pattern, no longer have power over you, now we can monetize it. So today we want to talk about phase two of the Clarinomics Life Optimization Course. Now, this, again, is a one-year program that if you're not already a part of this program, you really need to be a part of this program. Just simply email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, like everything in life, price is not an issue. The only issue is commitment. And that commitment comes from being authentic. And that authentic comes from examining your negative habit pattern. That is your most persistent problem. Because your most persistent problem is your most persistent product. So your product is your problem. And so now I need to teach you what I've learned and what I am doing. That is how to monetize it. And then the next course, part three, we're going to teach you how to scale it or market it. Now, I am going through the scaling process right now of my product. So, as again, I'm teaching you as I'm learning. I am in the process of learning some additional marketing techniques that you guys will start seeing. And you're going to see something, some things are getting ready to come down the pipe. And you're going to be like, whoa, what's Brother Will doing? So, I'm totally changing my infrastructure. I'm totally setting up and automating a lot of things. So that way, again, I can grow to the next level. Because, again, I just don't want to go through life. I want to grow through life. And I want to double and triple my monetization. But the first thing I had to do is I had to get, again, as we've talked about before, inside of the Claronomics Life Optimization course, the first thing that we had to do, we had to find our service. Now, your service is how you take your internal. And this is key, because everybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, everybody that's part of the Claronomics program, everybody that, again, I've done your Dear Kanye report, I know exactly what your internal, again, your internal problem or your internal dialogue is. And your internal dialogue is what we talk about during our one-on-ones. Now, we need to take that internal dialogue that has been whooping your ass all this time, and we need to see by going in and taking the soul about your life and your problems and whatever's going on in your life, you have an emotional response to things that you love and things that you hate. So your emotions, remember, the only thing that is eternal is the emotion of love. Everything else dies. The only thing that you take with you when you die, the only thing that transforms into eternity is, because the Bible says only what you do for Christ, only what you do in Christ, only what you do in love, it will last or is eternal. So only what is shareable, and what you want to share is what you love. Because when you love everybody, you hug, you talk to, you share with everybody. But when you hate everybody, you isolate yourself, you limit yourself, you departmentalize your life, you section off your life, you hide, you become covert, you do activities that you will not, if I followed you around with my camera, you would not want me to put that on CNN. You would not want that to be on Fox News. So let me ask you the quest. Let's embark upon a quest today. Now, I am a product creation specialist. This, out of everything that I do, I am a better product creation specialist than I am a teacher. I am a better product creation specialist than I am a personal trainer. I am a better product creation specialist than I am a didactic research and truthologist. I love research. I love truthology. I am a better product creation specialist than I am a relationship or coach or a marriage counselor or any other one or anything that I do. At my core, though, at my base, in my blood, is product creation, because I'm a three. I'm a creative, communicative individual. So as a three, every day, all day, I create. And the problem is that I've had so many jobs and so many things, because all of this stuff I can start for me to finish. Maybe I start it and I pass it on to you to finish it. So everybody that I talk to, I can see, for example, that that's one person that every time I think about this individual has a, you know, is a internal dispute resolution specialist. So everybody has something that they've been carrying around all their life. So your problem is your product. But you don't see your problem as a product, because your problem is powerful than you, because your product, creates an emotional response for you. It is only when your problem no longer owns you, then you own it. As long as the problem owns you, you can't own it. Father, touch the minds of your people. So problems are actually products. Everybody that has a problem, that is your product. Let me make sure that you understand what I just said. Now, moving forward, especially everybody that's part of the Claronomics team, now I'm going to start doing this for non-members as well, the cost of about $1,000. So if there's anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice and you need a product, you need a service, or you need a information produced for you, you didn't got to do nothing. All you got to do is talk. And when you talk to me, I can tell you what your problem is. Now, usually I don't even have to listen to your talk. Usually I can just look at your picture and I can pick up your vibe or your energy. Now, some of us are chameleons and some of us are not authentic. So some of us send off a fake aura. We've learned to hide. Some of us are very good at departmentalizing our emotions, so it makes it a little bit difficult for me to pick up because I'm picking up 3, 4, 5 different emotions or entities. Because, again, on your job, you're one way. When you hang out with your friends, you're one way. When you hang out with your mate, you're one way. When you hang out with your kids, you're one way. When you go to the church, you're one way. So for people who are very good at departmentalization, like me, it takes me a little longer to pick up the cheat, to pick up the prana, but I can pick it up. It takes me a little while. It may take me a couple of one-on-ones, but everybody that's a part of the Claronomics team already know what your problem is. Therefore, I know what your product is. So now we got to produce the product. Well, as you know, I have 50 plus, and I got over published. I still got another 100 I need to publish. Now, as you know, you can go to my payloads account or you can go to my website. Now, those are the print PDF books. So I got close to, at last count, about 60 audio products. And so as I was talking to this guru, if you want to call it guru, or life coach, if you want to call it life coach, or specialist. And so the individual that is assisting me to go to the next level, when we was talking, the first thing he said was like, damn, doc. Now, everybody I've talked to that's either a millionaire status or above, they all say the same thing. They all say, because everything that they tell me to do, I'm already doing. But I don't have the revenue that they have. And so all of the millionaires that I talk to, and again, I can't take you to millionaire level until I go. So I'm getting ready to go to a millionaire level. But I need to tell you that before I get there. So when I get there, you will say, you will remember, damn, I remember. Doc told me that. He told me that. Now, y'all know that everything I do, I tell you before I do it. Because everything I do that everybody tells me is impossible to do, then I go do it. And I always tell at least my core members, that's part of the Claronomics, because again, this is I want you to grow with me. I don't want you to go with me. I want you to grow. I don't want you to watch me. This is not no reality show. I don't want you to sit while I party. I don't want you to sit while I'm at sipping in the beach, sipping pina coladas on the beach. I want you to be on the beach with me, and all of us going to be sipping pina coladas, and we're all going to be laughing and joking and remembering back when we can remember, man, I remember back in July the 15th of 2017, Doc, I remember you telling me, bro, we're going to blow up. See, I want y'all to grow with me because we're a family. Everybody that's part of Claronomics, we're a family. We'll always be friends. We'll always know each other. Yeah, we're going to have ups and downs. We're going to have fights. We're going to have fallouts. But we're a family because we're connected in the spirit. Because your spirit is connected to my spirit. And so what I need you to understand is my gift. Because to the degree that you can understand my gift is the degree that you're able to identify yours. Now, remember, I'm multi-talented. And everybody that's a 33 has the same disposition. Now, I just did a Dale Kinnear report that I've never seen before in my life. This Dale Kinnear report scares me. And I'm redoing it again. This is the third time, you know, because I can't believe what I'm reading. Because I'm doing a Dale Kinnear report for somebody that has AB blood. Now, not only does this individual have AB blood, that's less than 1% of the population. And not only that, this individual is a master number 66. I've never done a master number 60. I don't know if you guys understand what that means. But again, what I'm trying to express to you today is that this individual's, I don't even know the individual yet. Never even talked to the individual. Haven't finished the one-on-one. I got to redo it because I can't believe the numbers. So again, I want to make sure that I'm doing it correct. Why? That's my gift. I am a didactic. What does didactic mean? Didactic means overkill. Didactic means, like right now, I'm teaching. I've said the same thing about five times. You're like, Doc, go ahead. Okay, brother, we got that part. Can you move on? But I keep saying the same shizness over and over again. That's my gift. My gift is, as A positive blood, we are perfectionist. And we put emphasis on outside appearance. Now I've learned to add substance to that outside appearance. So therefore, not only is it perfect, but also it looks good on the outside. What is my problem? My problem is it ain't got no substance on the inside. So I spent all my life learning to be a truthologist and a researchologist to shore up my shortfall. So what's my problem? Because that's my external product. My problem was I was flash and dash. Nice car, nice clothes. I put emphasis on my hair. All of the stuff to make me look good on the outside. Functionally illiterate. I never finished what I started. You know, I was unethical. I was unprofessional. I was immoral. So what have I been doing? I've monetized my problem. Now what do I do? Now I'm a researchologist. Now everything that comes out of my mouth, I've challenged anybody to prove anything that I said. I got $10,000. Anybody that can prove anything that I say has been incorrect, based upon historical, scientific, and physics. So I have the physics of salvation. I have the physics of Jesus Christ. And I have a book that's called, and I have a gentleman that's at Harvard that I talked to, who has an entire system. Because he's in a lab, and he showed me the veil that is rent. It's called the Hashem in your blood. I got a picture of it that he gave me, and I put it in my book that shows what happens inside of your blood when you don't have what is called phase conjugation. Not congra, conja. When you are in love, when you are motivated, when you are compassionate, when you have enthusiasm, when you have inspiration, when you have charisma. Do you know anybody that got that? That's the only thing that is shareable. Now remember, when your aura, when your orb, when your plasma, when your chi, when your prana, when your breath expands to the point where you can share it with your family, you can share it with your neighbor, you can share it with your block, you can share it with your city. When you can share it with your state, you're going to keep expanding until you share it with God and you become one with God. That is salvation. Salvation is when your heart implodes. Now, again, the physics of it states that there's an ignition or a spark inside of the blood, because your blood is just like a solar panel. Now, the same way that solar panels take energy from the sun, they transform that energy into something that you can use. Brothers and sisters, that's what you should be doing now. Your sun is your problem. It is shining, it is beating you, it's wearing you out, it's whooping your aspiritis. So you need to transmute it with your solar panel. That's your solar plexus. That is your chakra system. That is the Ruach. That's how you become a single standing column of waveform energy. I am going to teach you the step-by-step specifics of that in my next series called Carbon 7 Super Being. I need you to be that. Don't be like me. Be like Yahushua. He was the first Carbon 7 Super Being. I am like Yahushua. I am one of the many brothers. So I need you to make sure that you are on that call that starts Monday night. Now, right now, early registration, the cost, you get 25% off. If you took last, you get another 25% off. So it's $45 again for everybody that took last. If not, it's $75. And it's $100 for everybody else. After the 17th, it's $200. Now, I recommend if you got $5,000, I recommend the more you pay, the more you get out of the program. Now, the cost is that's the least amount you can pay. If you want to pay more, knock yourself out, brother. We just added on to the next series. So that way you pay less on the next series. But let's go back to the solar power. See, carbon beings, which we're going to talk about in this series, so black people have an advantage. That's why if you are a black man or a black woman, you must listen to this series. You don't have an option. Now, if you don't listen to the series, and if you are a black person, you have no idea what science knows and what the 1% know that they will never tell you, which is why they take your pineal gland and your pituitary gland out your skull when you die, why they grind it up and they eat it. Now, if you are a black man or a black woman and you never heard that before, then you are in deep kimchi. Then that you don't know why they're killing black people. You think they're killing black people because of they are, you know, bumping into cops. Every black man and black woman that has been gunned down by cops are organ donors. If you are a black person and you listen to the sound of my voice and you are an organ donor, you are marked for death. As soon as somebody that's white needs your organs, you're a dead man. Now, don't tell nobody I told you, because if you tell I'm going to deny it. Because when you say stuff like that, you come up missing. Now, that's just elementary. I would never say anything that's dangerous over the airways. So in my Carbon 7 Super Being series, what I'm going to share with you is not on the internet. I'm going to give you proof, though. And I'm going to tell you to go look it up in the ancient text. Now, whether you look it up or not, it's totally up to you. But I'm saying one thing that you must have. Black man, black woman, the only reason you're not respected is because you don't bring nothing to the table. You're not a value. You're not an asset. So black man, black woman, now if you are Latino, if you are Asian, if you are Hispanic, you got a little bit more value because they have taken the jobs that black people used to do. Now, black man is not going to trim no trees. A black man ain't going to pick no strawberries out in hot sun. A black man or a black woman ain't going to stand at the door and be no door greeter at a major hotel, most of us. Most black people will not do the jobs that Hispanics are doing now. So black man, black woman, why do we need you? You are expendable, homie, unless money. So if you ain't got no money, black man and black woman, you're expendable. And if you're an organ donor, it's just a countdown before your number comes up. Or we need a heart that somebody that got A positive blood for some rich white dude that's 90. And he's on his third transplant. So your number's up. All of a sudden you get pulled over, cop runs your plate. Now, I used to be a cop. Every car I got behind when I was a cop, I ran their plate. And I pulled up what is called, they do a 28-29, which is, again, they run it. And they run the NCIC check. Don't tell nobody I told you. It's the National Criminal Database. Now, there's a local check that they run, and then there's a federal check that they run. That's why it's called 28-29. Now, that's a cop. They'll tell you. Any cops, y'all know what I'm talking about. Now, why do they do that? Before, number one, it checks for you for warrants. So before they even pull you over, they already know if you got any warrants. And then it lets them know if you're an organ donor. And it lets you know if you're on the list. Black man, black woman. Now, all men. I don't care what race you are. Because guess what? They use your organs, too. They just prefer. So you go to school and they tell little kids, yes, I'm going to be an organ donor. And then they go to school and they tell you, oh, yeah, as I talked about before, go get a job. Now, don't get it twisted. Get a job. The job should be your platform to start your business. So when you make money, you pay your bills, you set aside 5 or 10% of your money to start your own business. Why? The government only respects people who contribute. So black man, are you an asset? Are you paying taxes? Are you creating value? So I learned in order for me to stay alive on this planet, the Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. The Bible. The Bible says your gift, not you. So you walk around smiling and grinning. You're looking good. You got your hair on point. Shoes is matching. You looking good, and you ain't got no damn product. You ain't got no gift. You're a walking dead man. It's just a matter of time. You know, if you're Asian, if you're Hispanic, they can use you. You can go pick strawberries. Or you can go do this if you ain't got no gift. Now, that sounds derogatory and it sounds bad, right? But I'm telling you what goes on in the one percenters, what they really talk about. Go down to Florida. Go to Florida, man, and see what's going on in Florida. I'm not even in Florida. I ain't even been to Florida. But I talk to people, clients who are in Florida. Every freaking community in Florida is gated, and everybody that works at the gate is black. Everybody that's every hotel is black. Everybody that's freaking that's carrying luggage is black. Everybody that's doing landscaping is black and Hispanic. But the houses are all Caucasians. They're snowbirds. They freaking up in during the winter months. They come down from New York. They come down from Maine. They come down from New Jersey. And they go to Florida. And black man, black woman, Hispanic man, Hispanic woman, you gonna work at the gate. Now, when I worked at security, I worked again with top-notch, high-class clients. Guess where my black ass was at? At the gate, waving people through. Then I did co-compliance in a neighborhood that I couldn't even live in. So I'm riding around telling the dude, we're going to repossess your house because you painted your door purple. You know what them white dudes told me? Nigga, if you don't get your ass off my property, that's what they told me. The only thing saved me, I had a badge and a gun. Law enforcement or the system was on my side. But I could work there, but I can't live there because I had no product. I had no service. I had no information. So I am personally going to ensure that no member of the Clarinomics team will have to go through what I went through. I'm personally going to take it. I'm personally going to guarantee it. If I got to do your product myself, I will make damn sure that you have a God-given product, service, information that's based upon the problem that's been whooping your aspirators all your life. Not no gimmick, not no scam, not no clever, creative marketing technique. That is all great, but that is not going to keep you from being shot when you get pulled over for a traffic stop. And I'm saying white man, I shouldn't even be saying that. Let me digress. The one percenters. So now, as we know, they got the black bootleggers. We got Jay-Z up there. So it's not about race now. It's about blood and economics. That's the only thing the universe respects. The Bible says that your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. So do you got a gift, brother? Do you got a gift, sister? If you don't, you need to get one yesterday. Because that is the only thing that they, the one percenters, respect. They respect gifting. They don't respect color. It's not about color no more. Now, does racism exist? Absolutely. Will it always exist? Absolutely. But I guarantee you, okay, example, Bill Cosby. Example, O.J. Simpson. Example, Red Fox. Example, Jamie Foxx. Example, Tiger Woods. Example, Michael Jordan. Example, Michael Vick. All of these people, they let them into the club. And O.J., Michael Vick, forgot that it's not about them, it's about their gift. The moment Michael Vick slipped up, the system reminded him, you still a black man. Nigga, you going to prison. They, the one percenters, like Jay-Z, he's in the 1% right now. Let Jay-Z or Oprah pull a Bill Cosby or an O.J. Simpson. They're going to take their card and remind them, you still a house, Negro. Don't get it twisted. We just let you in the house because you got a gift. The moment you lose your gift, you lose your place. So your gift can be an athletic event or athleticism, because when you get old, guess what happens? They love Shaquille O'Neal when he was playing. Where's Shaquille O'Neal at now? They love LeBron James. They love Michael Jordan. They love you if you can play an instrument. They love you if you can bounce a ball. They love you if you can cook their food. They let you entertain them. You can go dance and you can skip and hop. Yeah, nigga, go on out there and entertain us. They don't mind. They'll pay you handsomely. You can bounce a ball. Yeah, nigga, go on out there and bounce the ball. But the moment, blow your knee out. Blow your knee out. Cut no more. What happened to you, man? Do you know where Leon Spinks is at right now? He's a janitor at his old high school. Leon Spinks, the heavyweight champion of the world, the first man to knock Muhammad Ali on his ass, put him to sleep. Leon Spinks is a janitor, and he's broke. Now, I can go through a list of black men who was athletes that ain't got shiznits right now. They broke because they didn't develop a gift. They had a talent, and when they got old, that talent was worth nothing. So I charge big money because I provide big value because I've done a big amount of a lot of research. Now, I had a lot of problems, still do. But I made a decision, and I hope you understand what I'm saying. Your problem will keep you in your box. Then you monetize it, and you teach everybody else. Now, I've been working with one client, and again, I have mad respect for this client. You know, and that's why I don't mind, because I know Brother Rome overstands. So me and Brother Roman have been working together for 5 years, and I've been telling Brother Roman the same thing for 5 years. Now Brother Roman is getting ready to blow up. Now, mark my words. Watch where Brother Roman Munoz is at 5 years from now. I mean, next year this time. Watch where he's at this time next year. And remember, I told you. Watch where I'm at 60 days from now. Watch what I am doing. Because I've decided, and nobody can decide for you. You got to make that decision for yourself. I don't care. Everybody on the outside of you can see your problem. But if you can't see it yourself, you cannot monitor. Number one, you can't solve it. I can walk up to you and I can tell you, just like I told Brother Roman, nothing outside of you that should affect inside of you. Nothing. If I walk up to you and call you a chink or a spink or whatever they call, you know, Latinos or Hispanic people, if I can do that to you and it gets underneath your skin, that you got a problem. Now, remember, you know that you solve your problem when you can talk about it and you don't do what I used to do. Remember, I used to talk about my mom dying, and I used to start crying and all that other crap. Because why? I did not dissect it and break it down enough where it didn't affect me emotionally. Now it affects me positively. Now I see the good in it. I see you got to look at the problem until right now all you see is the dark. You see the bad. But until you can see the silver lining, God allows you to grow through stuff. But you and the devil want you to go through. The devil wants you to go through it because that produces trauma and drama. And they feed off of it. God wants you to grow through it because that produces products and prosperity. So you got a choice today. You can keep doing what you're doing, and you will continue to have drama and trauma. And you're going to continue to F up your life and everybody around you. And there's going to be somebody, hopefully you have somebody speaking into your life like I do, that's going to tell you the truth, and they're going to tell it to you blunt. If you don't have nobody like that in your corner, you need to find somebody like that. I wish I was that dude, but I'm a six. I'm a nice guy. You need to find you a seven. Or you need to find somebody that's an 11 or an eight. They're going to look in the face, and they're going to, after they curse you out, God forbid they O positive or a Scorpio or a Sagittarius around you. And the biggest mistake you can make is surround yourself with a bunch of people that's going to coddle you, a bunch of people that's going to say, it's okay, brother. Hang on, your blessing is coming. The worst thing you can do is have somebody around you that's like me, that's a six, that's going to love you, that's going to coddle you and make excuses for you. No, you need somebody to look you in your eyes and get your ass up and go to work. You're a grown-ass man. Why the hell are you sitting around here fucking watching cartoons on a Saturday? You need to find somebody in your life that's going to speak the truth to you with no remorse. As my client told me, Sister Erica told me, Negro, I am not paying you to be nice to me. I need you to tell me the freaking truth. Raw. Bring it to me straight. And that resonated with me because that's the first time a client told me, Nigga, I'm not paying you to be my friend. Hell, I got friends. I'm paying you because you're a freaking life coach. You're supposed to change my life. Not tell me I got pretty eyes. Shit, I already know that. Tell me something I don't know. So I got mad respect for Sister Erica because she told me the truth. And I'm going to tell you the truth right now, black man, specifically black woman. Because all the other races, we're the only damn race that's effed up. Now, everybody got problems. But I can only talk because I'm a black man. And so the Carbon 7 Super Series is primarily for black people. Now, everybody can listen because, again, it's for melanated people. So if you are white, you are a melanite. See, black people, they lied to you. Just like they told black Americans that we are African Americans. They didn't tell us that we are Native Americans. Do you know, black man, that you are from America? Most of us? Very few of us are from Africa. Trace your lineages back. Fool, you are Native American and French. Guaranteed. When I trace my lineage back, my grandmother told me, yeah, boy, I'm freaking Cherokee. One of my grandmother's sister was a full-blown Cherokee Indian, lived in freaking Wisconsin. And her mother, and I traced my lineage back, and nobody was from Africa. We was all from America. We was Native Americans. Have you ever seen Native Americans? They just as dark with freaking Dominican or some African Americans who came over, but most of black people are carbon people. We are not melanin. A melanin person is a person that doesn't have carbon. That's why you got to take this series. Y'all think I do these series because I'm trying to do some freaking clever marketing. I'm trying to freaking expose you to your gift, because the Bible says your gift will make room for you. The reason they putting bullets in black people is because, number one, if you are a black person and you listen to the sound of my voice and you still got organ donor on your driver's license, it's just a matter of time before somebody put a bullet in your head. Because black organs, as everybody knows, if you don't, talk to a black physician and they'll tell you. Why do they want black organs over Caucasian? That dude that just died, every organ in his body, he's a Rothschild dude. The dude was 100 and something. He passed away, I think, about 3 months ago. Every organ in his body was from a black person. Heart, lungs, liver, spleen, everything. Because it's carbon. And carbon is the only thing. You can go to Google right now and type in black body. Now, I'm going to break all this down in the Carbonite series. I've already done the research for you. And I got biblical proof. I got non-biblical proof. I got scientific proof. What does the proof state? Create value. So, specifically, I am tired of watching my people get freaking shot down for no damn reason. Only because you got organ donor on your driver's license. I used to be a cop, man. I know the code. I know what they do. They pull behind you and they run the 28 to 29. They run that check on your driver's license, see if you come up as an organ donor, if you got a freaking warrant. And then they come up with an excuse to pull you over. Now they don't even need it because they figure they got the Patriot Act. They don't need, again, any type of reason. They can hold you for no reason. All they got to do is just say that you're a terrorist or you're a homeland security threat. And they can hold you definitely with no lawyer. So what am I saying? I'm saying create. Keep your job, please, because that makes it easier. Now you got cushion. See, the biggest mistake that I made was I quit my job. Thankfully, I endured. I didn't do nothing stupid, and I'm on the other side. Now I make good money. I make damn good money doing what I'm doing. And I thank God, but guess what? It cost me, brother. It cost me. What did it cost me? It cost me my first marriage, man. 25 years gone. It cost me the fact that I had to leave my children, 5 children, the damn that they had to raise themselves, basically, because I wasn't there. If I had a freaking plan, if I had a life coach, if I had somebody who was telling me the truth, the way that I'm telling you the truth today. Find your God-given gift, not a talent that's musical or athletically inclined. Ask Red Fox. Because when you get out, ask Tiger Woods. They will let you entertain them. They love it when you can put a ball through a hoop. Dance, that's awesome. But you need to have something, brothers and sisters, that creates value, that changes lives, that's preferably spiritual, that is problem transmuted. So the same way that you transmute your blood is the same way you transmute your problem. Brother Will, can you give me an example? Okay, you ever heard of photosynthesis? So a plant, the sun hits the plant. Now, the plant has something in it called chlorophyll. You got something in your body, too, that does the exact same thing that plants does. So when the sun hits your skin, the sun sends photons. You can't use them. So there's something that the universe, now, if you are a black man or a black woman, the universe did something extra for you. That's why you got to do the Carbon 7 series. And they ain't got nothing to do with no damn melanin. That's a lie from the pit. They tell you that. Because, again, they don't want you to know the truth. So you got to understand that you are a superconductor. You got to understand that you are the Ark of the Covenant. You don't go get it. You don't go to no damn building and worship it. You don't understand who you are because you don't understand whose you are. So what is your problem? Well, it's your problem. I was talking with Brother Rome. 5 years I've been working with Brother Rome. And I've been telling Brother Rome the same thing. Brother Rome, you have an emotional response to shizness outside of you. I don't give up what nobody says. Now, I am concerned, but it doesn't affect how I feel. It doesn't produce cortisone in my body. Now, have you been watching Conor McGregor and all of this shizness going on with freaking, what's his name? Not Whitaker. I don't like old boy, but he's all, Mayweather. So what they are doing is classical Muhammad Ali, because what does it do? Trash talking disconnects the neocortex from the paleocortex, and it activates the reptilian cortex. So in other words, if I come to you, you're a black man or a black woman, and I call you the N-word, what happens? What happens? Tunnel vision. You want to fight? It's either fear or fight. And what it does, you get your palms get sweaty, and that fool called me out my name, and then you get angry. And once you get angry, the brain releases cortisol and cortisone in your system. It doesn't release dopamine. It doesn't release serotonin. It doesn't release melatonin. It doesn't release no endorphins. It doesn't release none of the feel-good chemicals. It releases adrenochrome. Now, remember, demons can only live on Earth if there are adrenochrome. So you got to have it. They got to create drama and trauma in your life. That's why everything that goes on in your life is freaking like a damn reality show. You are a walking, talking reality show. That's the only way the demons can hang out with you. Why? It produces an acidic state in the body. So you can eat watermelons like I do. You can drink lemon waters like I do. You can eat fruits and vegetables like I do. You can eat trail mix like I do. And then you go in the restroom, you piss on a little pH stick, and guess what is going to come out? Acidic, because your thoughts produce an acidic body. And guess what it do? It shuts off the amygdala and the hypothalamus, so it doesn't release colostrum, because the land flowing with milk and honey. So the pineal gland and the pituitary gland release a secretion. The word secretion is the word secret. Look at the word. The word secretion is the word I on secret. So secrets are inside of your secretions. So all I got to do is say something to get your body to release a secretion, and that secretion is going to cause your body to produce retinoid or to produce lactic acid. And when you try to hit me or try to fight me, you can't. So Floyd Mayweather is not stupid. Conor McGregor is not stupid. They understand how the mind of people. Call them out their name. Get them out their game. Get them angry. Get them upset. They were listening to Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee said he never fought in an emotional state. So you mean to tell me if I can get you in an emotional state? People ask me all the time, Brother Will, if you are not in love, if you're not with somebody that you're in love with, you're willing to die for, you do anything for them. If you're not in love, you need to get out. You need to do something. I don't know what you got to do, but you need to do something quick. Why? Because only what you do in love, only shareable thoughts, only shareable experiences allows your plasma to grow. Now, after the Carbon 7 Super Series, I'm doing the Orb or the Plasma Series. Now, a plasma being is the only thing that can exist on Earth going into the new age. The sun is releasing something called neutrinos. It is heating up the atmosphere. These knuckleheads call it global warming. It's the greatest thing since sliced bread. That means that right now your DNA, scientifically proven, is being rechanged and regened. So that's why they got DUMB. Go to Google, type in DUMB. The only people that are going there are the people who are evil, people who have hate. It ain't got nothing to do with your skin. See, they lied. They told you it's about race. They said, at least they told me when I first researched this, oh, it's the white man, because the white man, they can't live on the surface of the earth, and it's getting hotter. And white people, they're the only ones that get melanoma. Notice the word melanoma. It's for melanite beings. Now, white people have what they call Caucasian. Now, the word Caucasian comes from the word carcass. Have you ever seen a dead carcass? So in the white gene, there is what they call a defective gene. So the father built in a system by which people, that's why you see so many half and half kids now. Because the father is already ensuring that there's enough people to carry on life. So he's already putting carbon into people. So now they got half carcass, half carbon. Like my kids, half and half. See, I always wonder why I never seen a white woman, never dated a white woman, had no interest in no white women. And then all of a sudden, my black ass go to San Diego, and I start dating and marry a white woman. When I went home, everybody looked at me like, did you bump your head? Boy, you know we don't freaking date white. Why did I buy a race? I'm like, yeah, I know. I don't know what happened. I don't even know. But God knows. Everything happens for a reason. So melanoma is the process by which the sun hits the skin and it turns photons into neurophotons. Go to Google and look it up. Triple dare you to look it up. There is something in your skin, black man. Patients have less of, but they got it. It's a sodium pump. Don't believe me? Go to Google, look it up. Now, I'm going to break all of this down in the Carbon 7 Super Being series. And black man, black woman, Caucasian woman, Latino, Asian, Cuban, Dominican. I don't give a beep what race you are. You need to understand this because it has nothing to do with what I've been doing, which is going outside in the sun for at least 30 minutes to an hour a day. But you got to activate your solar plexus, your inner sun. It's the sun inside your gut, right behind your belly button, your solar plexus, your sonar plexus. You got an interior sun. That's why in the Essene Gospel of Peace, Jesus did something. As I said, and I've been saying, and I will continue to say, why is Jesus missing years, not in the Bible, from the age of 13 to 30, but then the other ancient texts? And they tell you exactly what he did. And what he did, he said he was casting out devils, and it was all dietary related. Now, as I said in my Blood God series, no disrespect to nobody with O blood, but I told you guys in the Blood God series, though, O negative and O positive, y'all already know, the sin that y'all did, y'all are the omegas. Y'all introduced eating of meat. Before O blood, there was no such thing as eating meat. We didn't got the teeth for it. That's why O blood people are hemocyanin. That's why you use copper. But the Father already knows that, so he got a system in place by which you can oscillate or vibrate. But you got to do the system. That's how you become a carbon 7 super being. That's how you become a plasma being. But everything starts with one thing, solving your problem. Because, see, you cannot concentrate on what I'm saying because you're worrying about, you probably sitting home going, damn, I wonder where my husband at right now. Oh, I got to go check on Facebook, see what he's doing. You can't focus on no damn product, no service or information, because you're unequally yoked. Are you worried about what your wife is doing? Are you worried about the more badass kids, what they're doing? Or you got somebody else that got you tied up at night. Knots. That's a problem. See, problems are products. Now, everybody that is listening to the sound of my voice, you already got this included. That's why you paid me $5,000. So for everybody that's part of the Clarinomics team, we need to start focusing on, when you come to do all my one-on-ones, you need to have your problem. Now, I already know it, but you gotta know it, and you got to see it. The way that you monetize it is in the details, because the devil is in the details. Now, I cannot tell you the details of alcoholism, because I'm not an alcoholic. But you know what I can tell you what? I can tell you the details of can't make a decision. My black ass can't make a decision to save my own life. I'll vacillate back and forth. Okay, yeah, I'm going to do it. No, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, I'm going to do it. No, I know. And then what's my next problem? I care too damn much. Remember I did the show on weaponized caring? So let me tell you my prior existence. So when I analyze this, I don't even know. I care for strangers on Facebook. I don't even freaking know. I will find myself, somebody on Facebook will ask me a question. Hey, Brother Will, I listened to one of your shows, brother, and, I was just wondering, what about it? An hour, 2 hours later, I'm texting this fool back and forth on Facebook. I don't know them. They don't know me. They ain't paid me a freaking dime. Now, I'm going to tell y'all something that applied to me, man, and I'm trying not to get emotional because I'm freaking pissed off. Because I don't know if they make people more stupid than I was. But life is not hard, man. We make it hard. So I started off and I put, but you go to the Bible, when God made Adam, now you look at the story, man, look at it, read it again. God made the animals first. First of all, the garden was already there. Then he made plants. Then he made animals. Then he said, I do not have a man to tend the garden. Then he made Adam. There was no Eve nowhere. And he said he took Adam and he put him. He didn't ask him. He didn't debate, Adam, would you like to go to work today, Adam? Or you want to sit at home and watch TV cartoons and eat Captain Crunch cereal? No, he said, Adam, get your red ass up and go to work. He put Adam in the garden, and he told him, tend the garden. He gave men work before a woman. What my black ass do? I've been chasing girls since I was 8. Ain't had no job. Take care of myself. I'm walking on the streets of Richmond homeless. I should have went and got a freaking job. But what I'm doing, pussy before purpose. That's me. All my life. Pussy before purpose. Now, y'all know I'm keeping it real. This nice guy, Mr. Will, the whole Christian dude who was like, you know, don't want to offend nobody. Hell no, I buried his ass. So I'm telling you like it is. I'm keeping it real. And I'm unapologetically me. I'm not playing no more with myself. I'm holding myself to the standard of being a freaking man that goes out and handles his business and stop making excuses. I need to freaking have a product, service, or information that solves problems, that don't coddle people. So I went out and I got a family and I didn't have nowhere to take care of them. So I came home every day and I'm a black man in America. Now, the black man in America, where can you go and be the man? I went on my job and they said, boy, go over there and pick up that box. I said, well, excuse me, my name is not boy. I don't care. Go over there and pick up the box. I did not feel like a man on my job. Then I get in my car and I'm driving home and I get pulled over. Woo! For driving while black. So I don't feel like a man when I'm driving. Then I go to Walmart and I walk around the grocery store and I see the same person on the same aisle 10 times and they're pushing a basket and they acting like they're shopping. I say, man, are you following me? Excuse me? Yeah, I used to do loss prevention. God, I ain't stealing, dude. Oh, no, I'm just shopping. Come on, man. So again, I don't feel like the man. Then I come home. And I'm married to a woman that's nagging and telling me, we got 5 kids and we got the money to pay for the rent. What are you going to do? I said, I don't know. Well, you need to figure out something. You're the man. And so I don't feel like that. So where can I go and feel like the man? Nowhere. So I go find some chicken head that's happy with a Happy Meal from McDonald's. Now, I'm talking about the old me 30, 40 years ago. Don't get it twisted. I ain't that dude no more, homie. But I'm trying to tell you the process that I had to go through to freaking grow some. And the ones I got now, them suckers need to grow some more. Now, the reason that you sent the righteous indignation, because I see black men that are just like me. I got a son. I love my son. And I look at my son, 2 of them. My son is going to have his third baby. And he don't have no job. No real job. He ain't got no career. He's struggling. Thumbs is going to do. So I don't have time to play, is what I'm saying. I've wasted too much time. And there's many people that listen to the sound of my voice. You don't have no time either. You must develop a product. So I'm only working with people who, number one, can pay me $1,000 to build a product for you, or pay me $5,000 to go through my program, because I'm only working with people who are real. And if you're real, you come up with the money just like I came up with the money, because all my gurus, I have to pay them. You think you can go to the light company and say, oh, I'm going to come back next week and pay my light bill, but please leave my lights on? No money, no lights. But no, not me. You ain't got no money? Oh, that's okay, brother. Just pay me what you can. And I was the biggest idiot on the damn planet. And I don't recommend you do it. I recommend, brothers and sisters, the universe only respects other universes. God only responds to other gods. So when you vibrate and oscillate as a god, God respects you and he responds to you. But when you come in with this weak, broke, jelly back excuses, you're trying to, you know, con and you're trying to smooth talk and you're trying to flirt your way to the, you're trying to do all the shit I used to do. Yeah, that dog don't hunt no more. That stuff used to work, and now it still works on the lower level entities. If you're dealing with some chicken head, yeah, that'll work. But when you get to the corporate level and you sit at the table with corporate and you hang around professional people, when you're at the table with freaking Bill Gates, Oprah Winfrey's of the world, with the freaking Mark Cubans of the world, you better come with them in no scheme. You better know something that is of value to them. Otherwise, they're going to disrespect you, not because your skin, but because you got no skin. So in closing, I am looking for people who are ready to go to the next level. Everybody that's part of the Clarinomics team that has already paid, everybody that hasn't paid that's still on the team, we need to talk. Because just pay here on Monday, then don't pay next week, and then all this other crap. Yeah, we need to be planned, or we just cut our losses. And I no disrespect. I still love you, but I don't want friends. I got no friends. I got family, so I don't need no family. I got faith, so I don't need you to come preach it to me about, you know, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I've been there, done that already. I need funds, and not funds because I need them. Funds because I deserve them. Funds because I work for them. Funds because I get up and I produce. So I need you to produce. And I'm going to help you produce. I'm not just going to tell you to do something and say, go do it. Everybody listening to the sound of my voice, one thing I do very well, that is why I got 50 books. That's why I got 50 products. That's why I can come up with a product every day. That's why I do 3-4 shows a day. Because that is my gift. And as I've told everybody that's a sign that's part of the Clarinomics team, I've already told you what your problem is that you need to transmute. So now we need to transmute it, monetize that problem, and get paid to solve other people's problem that are the problem that you have or that you had. Now, this is very important because otherwise you're going to get frustrated and you're going to do something that you don't love. And because you don't love it, again, God does not respect it. The universe, the only thing, remember, what was that movie? The only thing that a boy went out in time and came back, and the only thing that basically existed or last was love. So what am I saying? Faith, hope, and love, the greatest of these three is love. So I recommend you get involved with people that you love. That you get involved with an exercise routine that you love, that you find a diet that is healthy, that's good for you, that you love, and that you find a path or a product, service, information that you love. Because, again, love is shareable. Now, if I love, now, God forbid anybody that's, you know, I'm not trying to think of something really crazy that doesn't affect nobody. God forbid that you love having sex with little boys and you're a grown-ass man. So is that a shareable expense to go to jail? So this is how you know whether or not you're saved or not, whether or not you got a product, service, or information that you can take to the marketplace. Can you, number one, is it a service? Number two, can you start it? Is it duplicatable? And number three, can you scale it? Can you mass produce it? If you cannot, if what you are doing, you cannot put on CNN, you cannot put on Fox News. If I followed you around with a camera in private and filmed your every move, if that is not shareable, if you cannot monetize it, if I'm not willing to, if I'm watching you and I said, man, he bakes that cake so good, I'm willing to pay him. If I'm watching you and you're not doing something that you're doing so good that I'm willing to go in my pocket and take my hard-earned money out and pay you for it, you're not saved. See, God walked past the fig tree and he cursed it and it died because it had no fruit. Because it had no purpose. It had no reason to live. So they put bullets in people's head and use their organs, black man, black woman, that don't have purpose. because you can flirt, because you look good, because you're a smooth talker, because you can bounce a ball, because you can freaking play an instrument that is great. But until you can produce something that has value, until you can create value, there is no use for you on the planet, on the planet. And I don't want to see you go out like that. So I am working with people who really, really, really want to produce something of value by going through your life and seeing how the enemy devalued you and take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around and use it for good. Again, email me at masterteacher32.com@gmail.com. Again, the cost is $1,000 for product development. I can develop a product for anybody on any planet, anywhere, at any time. It'll take you about 5 minutes. That's all I do. I get ideas every day. That's why I got 50 books. That's why I do 3 shows a day. That's why I got freaking 50. That's why I got 100 books in my garage that I haven't even produced yet. I got different books in different stages of development. Every day, all I do is write shit down. I got paper all over my desk right now with different product ideas. Why? Because I'm a three. What is a three? A creative, communicative specialist. So that's all I do. That's my gift. My gift is the ability to create. So let me help you. Let me use my gift to help you find and develop your gift. Again, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Cost is $1,000, which is what I prefer to do. Cost is $5,000. Now, I know for a lot of people, that's a stretch. Again, we do a payment plan, $500 a month. But again, if we do that, I'm not doing it on your word anymore. We're setting it up through PayPal with automatic draw based upon a credit card. So this whole my word, your word, I'm not doing that shit no more, because you cannot go buy something at Conn's and tell them, hey, I'll be back month or next month. Just take my word for it. See, it's not your fault. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at me because I was the idiot that did that. Nobody did that for me. I set up my business like that. And I'm saying that does not work. So I'm rephrasing it. And I'm not angry at anybody. So I don't want you to take it like, oh, yeah, but no, I want to be able to pay my bills on time. And the only way I can do that is if you pay me on time. And I didn't set my business up. I cared about people, which is great. But I cannot care about you to the expense that I'm disrespecting myself, because now I can't keep up with my obligations because of I'm a doormat and I'm disrespecting myself. Your gift will make room for you and take you before kings. You just got to find it. And it is my job. The one thing that I can do better than anybody else on this planet that I've met, I can produce products. Double your money back. You pay me $1,000, and if we don't produce a product, service information that makes you triple what you paid me, we'll give you your money back. Stand over the Claronomics team. You pay me $5,000. I will double your money back. If you do what I tell you, and within a year time, you are not on the path to making your money's back, making what you pay me back. But remember, you got to do what I tell you. That means listen to the shows. That means actually come to the one-on-ones. That's schedule one-on-ones. That means come to the one-on-one with questions. That means be engaged. That means actually love yourself before. But remember, you can't love nobody else until you love yourself. Most people, a lot of people, are just like me. They hate themselves. Now, you think you don't, but I can tell by the way you treat yourself. When the last time you did anything for yourself? Now, I'm not talking about physical stuff. Yeah, you go get your nails done, you go get your hair done. That is just fluff. That's an escapism. Yeah, you smoke and you drink. You reward yourself. That's just fluff. That's an escape. That's a coping mechanism. True love of self, the people that disrespect you. You in a situation, you this, that, and the other. You're not going to disrespect yourself first. Then you take that service and you start selling it, providing it to other people, and then you scale it by providing it to more people. That's why I love both of my daughters. They are perfect examples of what I'm saying. Both of my daughters have their own business. Is it easy? No. Is it hard? No. Are they struggling? Yes. But guess what? Both of my daughters saw value in themselves. My oldest daughter has her own dance company. My middle daughter has her own bakery and boutique. She's done something I've never seen. Now she just bought a mobile trailer where she's going to have a mobile fashion studio. And she sells baked goods. Both of them are walking examples of what I've been teaching and preaching for 30 years on the same thing, by monetizing your problem. So don't be afraid of it. Take that problem that you got. I don't care what it is. especially if it's a problem that you've been having all your life, and the only thing you got to do is sit down and look that problem in the face and find out all of the details of why that problem exists in your life. Make a decision that that problem is not going to exist anymore. The universe will tell you exactly what to do to remove that problem or to control it, so that way it control, that way it doesn't control you. And then whatever you do, you write down on a piece of paper and you find everybody else on earth that got that problem. If you got a problem with alcohol, you find out a way to manage your problem. And then you teach that alcohol management system to everybody else. You got an energy problem. You've had problems managing and focusing your energy all your life. Me and you sit down. We come up with a system. I already got the system. It's called the Eagles Workflow Management Tool. I guarantee you do that. Have done it for yourself for 3 to 6 months. And you write down what you did. Then you take your energy management system and you find everybody else that has been diagnosed with ADHD or EDHD. And you sell them your system because it's guaranteed to work because you worked it on yourself. Don't take somebody else's product and somebody else's word and go try to resell it. No. Take your own product that you saw for your own self. So that way when you speak with dunamis power. Because you don't have word knowledge or book knowledge. You have personal experience. Nobody can take that from you. That's why Jesus had power. That's why when he walked through the valley of shadow and death, he didn't fear no evil. Because he didn't have no shit that he read out of a book. He went through the valley. He went through the lion's den. He was in the belly of the world and he came out. And that's why I speak the way I speak. Because when it comes to purpose and when it comes to product development, I didn't read this in no book, brother. I didn't read this in no book, sister. I got personal experience. And it's my job to ensure I am going to personally guarantee that if you really are serious, we're going to transmit this problem. I don't care what it is. And we're going to turn that sucker into the goose that lays the golden egg. And we're going to ride that goose all the way to the bank. And then I'll see you in the Bahamas. And we can sip on some pina coladas and talk about the good old days. So my brothers and sisters, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. First of all, for the Carbon 7 Super Series that starts on Monday, everybody that's listening to me, this is very, very, very important. If you sign up today, in fact, I'm at the discount 50% today. If you sign up today, 50% off. So it's $49 today only. Today, $49, man. Because why? You need to be on a call. Especially if you're black, $49. After that, again, 20 goes back to 25% off, $75. Then after that, after the series starts on Monday, $199. Carbon 7 Super Series, very important. Brothers and sisters, man, love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach, set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.
Rate it all, hit it on the nail. Let me tell you about these physicalities and prison pails. On the verge of insanity if just the system fails. Got us screaming at humanity and sizzling to a cell. And they trick us with the vanity with bitches in the cell. Trying to keep us all distracted like a dreamer in a spell. And that's beside the fact that they've been feeding us these tales. While they locking up our brothers and they beating them in jail. I don't know what you've been saying, but my vision is to fail. Cause this dreaming is the reason I ain't breathing with this hell. They said I wanna go and run and gun with the team. They come up with a ghetto getting money grubbing scheme. I know it's just a dream, cause brothers gotta wake up. It's all about the presentation when you about to take stuff. Illusions, dreams, it really doesn't matter. You better get your energy and put it in the ladder. Life is just a chance for you to show what you made out of. Life is just a chance for you to show.
Oh, but you can't, cause you're still dreaming, man. Still dreaming.